This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are joined by special music guest, the lovely one and only Ilana Armida.
Armida, you got it. Ilana Armida.
Ilana Armida. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Walter?
Hey, doing well. I can't complain. It's been a great day. It's a little cold out, but other than that, it's been okay today.
Well, that's good. 901, are you calling me from Tennessee?
I am, yep. We're located here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a lot of friends in Nashville, so.
Oh, very, okay. It's not terribly far away. It's about 3 hours
same
away.
State.
So same state. Awesome. Well, for our listening audience, I was wondering if you could tell me how you first got your start in music. What was kind of like the catalyst that got you involved in music and interested in becoming a singer, songwriter?
Yeah, I guess like I was kind of born into loving music. My mom says when I started talking is when I started singing, and when I started walking is when I started dancing. And she kind of saw that I had a knack for music and performing at a really young age. So she put me into dance at 3. So when I was 3 years old, I was performing and dance, just like tap dance and local talent shows and things like that. And then I got into musical theater in elementary school, and that's when I really just fell in love with being on stage and performing. And so ever since then, I've just, in any way I could, wanted to create music and be on stage and interacting with an audience. And so from there, I just pursued it, and I went to college for music. And then in college is when I started focusing on being an artist and actually exploring kind of my sound and my music.
Very nice, very nice. Tell me a little bit about your influences. I know that your music is beautiful. You're welcome. Tell me a little bit about some of like, your musical influences that have kind of helped to shape your sound.
Yeah, I remember the first music I kind of listened to was really soulful music, like Aretha Franklin and Otis Redding. And I fell in love with that kind of music because it was real and just like so passionate. And I wanted to kind of, you know, that's what made me really want to get into singing. But when it comes to my music, I'm really influenced by singer-performers, so like Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake. But also I'm very influenced by strong, like bold female artists, specifically around like the early 90s, so like TLC, Alanis Morissette, Aaliyah, and then dating back further, like Grace Jones, and then also just like modern, like Lady Gaga and, you know, bigger singers like that now. I just love bold women who are genuinely themselves and have a message.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are some very iconic, you know, performers, singers, songwriters that you listed. I mean, like Grace Jones, like, she's an iconoclast just all on her own. So
yeah,
that's amazing.
She's awesome. Yeah, I love her because she was so, like, set on just doing, like, her thing and staying in her lane and just, like, being bold and different. I loved it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to jump ahead and talk a little bit about your newest EP, Iridescent Flower Child. Hope
yep.
I'm not butchering the name. Okay.
Perfect.
Awesome, awesome. Tell me a little bit about, like, what the writing process was like on that album and kind of what went into it for you. What state of mind were you in? What was going on in your life, just so to speak?
Yeah, most of the writing was done, actually, aside from two of the songs, most of it was done within, there's 7 songs on the project, and I think, like, 4 or 5 of them were all done in the course of a week. Like, I just caught this bug, really, like, had so much to talk about. I had just gotten out of a relationship, and everything I write about is very personal. It's things I've been through or feelings I have. So they were all just like written and produced and recorded in my home studio all within a week.
When you said it was just done in like basically a week, it's really just surprising because the songs, they really draw you in. It's almost like, it's almost like you're telling, like, it's almost like I'm on a journey with you, you know, as a singer.
Yeah.
And I can, it's amazing how you were able to capture that.
Thank you. Yeah, that's kind of the goal, because it really is my first take at, like, kind of exposing how I feel and what I've gone through, and hoping people can relate to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell me about the biggest takeaway that you want people to get from the album. I know that, you know, a lot of singers and songwriters will, you know, talk when they create an album or a piece of music, they, you know, leave it open to interpretation. As the creator, what would you say is like the biggest takeaway you want people to get from the EP?
For this EP in particular, I feel like Iridescent Flower Child is kind of like an introduction to who I am, who Alana Armida is as an artist. And it is personal, but I think what I want listeners to take away from it is just that it's kind of okay to go through these things and kind of learn and grow. And it's okay to not always know exactly who you are, what you want, but to just keep living and learning from your experiences and being genuine while doing that. I really wanted to make sure I was being honest in the project, and I wanted that to translate. And I think it's super important that we, everyone, women, men, everyone just tries throughout their life to be as genuine and true to themselves as possible and not try to fit a mold or try to look or sound like anyone else. Just be genuinely them.
Absolutely. That's a very, very, very good message.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's much needed. I wanted to kind of skip ahead just a little bit. So I read earlier that you launched the pre-sale for this EP because it's actually scheduled to be released January 13th of 2017. So rapidly approaching, but people can pre-order. Tell us where they can pre-order the album.
Yeah, that's super exciting news, because as of today, they can pre-order it. So you can go to iTunes and just look up Alana Armida or Iridescent Flower Child, and you'll see the pre-order link there. You can also find it on alanaarmida.com or any of my social media, which is all at Alana Armida, and you can find the links there.
Very nice, very nice. And speaking of which, that leads into my next question, but where can our listening audience find out more about you, interact with you, and keep abreast of what you're doing?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of the question.
Oh, that's okay. I was just saying that actually leads into my next question, but I wanted to know, where can our listening audience find out more about you, keep abreast of what you're doing, and learn of, like, your newer projects?
Yeah, you can find out all of that stuff via my social media, which is all just at Alana Armida, or you can go to my Facebook page, and if you like the Facebook page, you can get automatic updates of when I'm having shows or when I'm releasing new music. You can also check out alanaarmida.com.
Very nice, very nice. My last question is I did get a chance to check out your newest music video.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I wanted you to kind of tell the audience a little bit about the music video, just kind of like where the idea of it came from, and also what it was like for you, I guess, because that's the EP single, I believe, correct?
That's actually the intro track, so that's the first song on the project. It's kind of like an intro to Iridescent Flower Child.
Gotcha, okay. I know that could you tell our listening audience where they could see the video?
Yeah, absolutely. I have the link to it on all of my socials, all my social media, but if you go to YouTube, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Alana Armida. It's right there for you guys to see.
Very nice, very nice. And what kind of, like, what went into the videos? I know that it's, I mean, I love it. Was it something that you came up with yourself, or did you have like some?
The song was, it's a funny story, actually. My mother accidentally leaked the song on SoundCloud. We weren't going to put the song out until after, when you order the project, you could hear the song. But she didn't understand SoundCloud, and she, put the song on there thinking that no one was going to, see her page or search it. She wasn't sure how to use it. And so, it had, 1,000 views in, the first, or listens, I guess, in the first day. And I was just, I was getting a great response, but I was damn, I wasn't going to release it until next year. But it worked out because we ended up spontaneously doing the music video for it, which I wanted to do anyways, and putting it out. And we've gotten such a great reaction so far. This Feeling is the intro song for Iridescent Flower Child, and I feel like Iridescent Flower Child is the intro to who Alana Armida is. So I really wanted to create a video that was just aesthetically and visually expressing what I'm talking about in the project and expressing who I am. So there's a lot of, just trippy close-ups, and we use the projector. It was filmed by Ben Johnson Creative. He's an awesome videographer, and I always come to him with these crazy ideas, and he's got it.
Wow.
Doing it. So yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Alana, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on today's show, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Yeah, well, first, thank you so much for having me on the show. I love the blog, and I'm really excited to be talking to you and telling you all about my work. I would just love for everyone listening to go check out the new video, and check out, you can actually pre-order the EP now. So if you go to alanaarmida.com or at Alana Armida on all of my social media, follow, and I'll follow you back, and you can talk and just check out that music. And Iridescent Flower Child comes out January 13th, 2017.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Guys, that was singer-songwriter Alana Armida. All right. you can check out her newest music video by going on to her social media. Her album is available for pre-order now. If you're listening to this interview on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also available in the iTunes, Google Play stores, as well as Roku. If you have a Roku player, you can watch our show free of charge right through your Roku player in the comfort of your home.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.